Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us to get into the first place Steelers is our good friend Chris Carter from the Post Gazette. Chris, I'd be remiss if I didn't first ask you how your time in Ireland was, buddy. How'd it go?
Oh, it was wonderful. Got to do the Guinness Storehouse, got to bounce around, hung out with great friends of mine. It was a really great time, awesome experience, and I got to say the fan experience was just very different. Seeing that group of fans. Coming from around, it was really cool hanging out with Steelers and Vikings fans all week leading up to the game, and just getting to talk to all these different people. And then I took a picture on my way on our way out, because you have to like walk for like a mile to get to the stadium. They don't let you just drive up to the stadium, and just the sea of NFL jerseys that were in front of us was just truly a sight to behold. It was an extremely unique experience. I was blessed to share with my wife.
I would love for the Steelers to do it every 4 years, something like that, Chris. And I think Steelers fans, if given the opportunity, if the finances are in line, I think it's a bucket list thing that Steelers fans should really want to do, because it was an incredible experience. Chris, as for the team on the field, we just got finished with this conversation, so we'll pick it up with you. Do the Steelers need to acquire a number two wide receiver? Will the Steelers, in your opinion, acquire a number two wide receiver?
I don't think so right now. I mean, you look at the way that they're playing, and unless Calvin Austin misses a lot of time, maybe they go get somebody. But the number two wide receiver on this team isn't getting a whole lot of looks. I mean, Calvin Austin basically is your number two wide receiver right now, and he has 10 catches on the year. You know, so like, yeah, they're not using him that much. You know, and after Calvin Austin, they're barely using receivers at all. It's the offense, like, you know, as far as targets this year, you got DK Metcalf, Calvin Austin, Kenneth Gainwell, Jonnu Smith, Jalen Warren, Pat Freiermuth, and Darnell Washington. So like, they're not even working it to a third wide receiver really that much right now. And I think I do see them making a move eventually, getting someone on the cheap. I think that it'd be a low draft pick for a rental wide receiver, kind of like how Mike Williams was, where like, you know, hey, he's only around for another year. Let's just see if we can snag him, pick him up. But I don't think they're giving up anything major to get whoever that is this year. And I don't think they're expecting that player to like revolutionize the passing game at all. I think that they're like, hey, we're striking our balance. And Calvin Austin, when he does get back, and they're confident, they seem confident that he will get back sooner rather than later, that he'll be exactly what they're looking for at that number two wide receiver spot.
Chris, how should the rep distribution go moving forward between Gainwell and Jalen Warren?
Jalen Warren should still be the top guy, but I do think Kenneth Gainwell earned a lot of respect with his 99-yard performance. I said this after the game. It reminded me of Mo'Eldy Moore, if you go back to those late 2000s Steelers teams. And Mo'Eldy Moore was just tough. Willie Parker was the guy, and funny enough, you know, Willie Parker and Jalen Warren are cousins. But like, Jalen Warren's still the guy for this offense. But you can see Kenneth Gainwell could bring it, not just coming off the bench and here and there. For a game, he ran hard, he ran physical, he ran quick, he was sharp with his vision, and he protected the football. And he caught the football, caught six passes in the game. So I think that it's still going to be a Jalen Warren-led rushing attack. But I think this shows they are not afraid to give Kenneth Gainwell a shot. I'll also say a couple of good runs to Caleb Johnson. Sometimes that's all it takes for a young player's start to find his confidence. I think you can see as this, that's the other part of why they, I don't think they work too hard to get a wide receiver too, because I think that they're making strides in the run game. And if they do make strides in the run game, they won't be passing the ball as much to that many different wide receivers.
The best they looked in play action was game one against the Jets. And that's because the Jets probably didn't know whether or not the Steelers could run the ball. I don't think it's a coincidence. That's the best game we saw out of Calvin Austin. I think you're on to something there. Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette, joining us on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Doran asked about the rep distribution to running back. All right, how about when Alex Highsmith comes back? Nick Herbig has been a friggin' force, Chris. Yeah. I don't know how you take that guy off the field.
I agree. He has been a bad man when he's on the field. And when I look at the way that he's playing, you know, I did a segment earlier on the Locked On Steelers earlier this week about, you know, a lot of fans, and they've been asking me this before Nick Herbig even had the few games he's had to start the season. They're like, what if you trade Alex Highsmith? What if you just go trade him away and you bring him wide receiver too? You absolutely do not trade away Alex Highsmith. In fact, you bring Alex Highsmith back, you work all three of those guys as in a strong rotation that tries to get as many people as rest as possible. But then on those special third and longs where you really can pin your ears back, you throw all three of them on the field and you say, hey, we're going to do a lot of crazy stuff, sending them at you and forcing offensive lines to communicate at a high level to pick up all three of them as they're going after the quarterback. And I urge Steelers fans to remember, you know, how many times they've lost a key defender or a key player at a key position just before the playoffs. I mean, T.J. Watt the week before the Bills game, and they are still just down just 7 points in the fourth quarter against those Bills. This team is still going to be its best when it's pressuring and sacking the quarterback and creating havoc on defense through that. And if you try to take away a key player that can contribute to that and give you depth there to make sure that you're still doing it at a high level, even if one guy gets hurt later in the season, that's the stuff that could come back to bite you. And truly, I think they got something special in Watt, Herbig, and Highsmith. I also encourage to remind you, my friend Alan Saunders pointed this out to me, they only played four games together healthy last year, weeks 1, 2, 3, and 14. So we still haven't really gotten a chance to see all three of these guys kind of cook together for a decent period of time. And I think that could be really exciting if they can all get healthy at the same time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris, are the Baltimore Ravens done?
No, I am not counting out Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry at this stage of the season. It's way too early. I will say this. They got to pick it up soon. I do think that they can still fall to 1-5 because I do think and still have a chance to win the division, particularly because after that, their schedule does lighten up quite a bit. You know, for example, you know, everyone's getting on them. Oh man, their defense is so bad, and still some Steelers fans are like, oh, the division's ours. And I'm like, guys, you know, two of the three teams that really beat them up already, you still got to play the Bills and the Lions, and so that does not those aren't just easy wins. You could just chalk up the Steelers to kind of hold on to and keep a lead throughout the rest of the season. But it does put pressure on the Ravens to execute. You know, they're playing a good a Texas team that hasn't been good, but their defense is the best in the NFL this week. The Rams next week, you know, look really tough, and if those are without Lamar Jackson, those aren't going to be easy wins. And then they get after the bye: Bears, Dolphins, Vikings, Browns, Jets, Bengals. that's not a run of juggernauts, you know, that they can face there. If they can go 4-1 in that stretch or 5-1 in that stretch, then their final five games of the seasons are two games against the Steelers, Bengals, Patriots, Packers. That's not undoable if you're the Ravens. So they're not out of it yet, but if they fall into a 1-5 hole, it will put them on alert that they can no longer sustain upsets where someone take like the Dolphins or the Bears or the Jets surprise them down the stretch.
Yeah, if you're 1-5, I mean, you pretty much have to run the table to win the division. So I'm not saying I'll be dancing in the streets, but I'll probably be dancing in the streets. Chris Carter, the Post-Gazette, joining us here. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Offensive line getting a little bit better, Chris, in your opinion?
I'd say so, yeah. They played more collective as a unit. I thought Broderick Jones really took a step up. And Broderick Jones still has a lot of fundamental things to work on, but it's like I said in week one of this year, even when he was losing, his head was in the right place, or like his body was positioning to be on the right assignment. He just needed to get some things down and learn how to use his power better in moments. And he's still not doing all the right things. He's still losing some reps that you wish he'd win a little bit better or not dominating the way he was. But he's getting so much better at sharpening it up so that the mistakes are smaller and the execution is good enough to get to win enough on a play so that he's not the thing that's breaking things down. And now Troy Faltano's starting to do that. And now you're working in guys like Spencer Anderson, bringing him out as the extra lineman on the field so you can get more power in your run game. And then something that I was looking at on tape, the Steelers were running against stacked boxes last week. Effectively, they were getting multiple really good runs, even in the fourth quarter, where they would bring out Darnell Washington, Connor Hayward. They would have one wham, one lead block, and then they pull like Mason McCormick or Isaac Seumalo up in the hole, and then you can see just the power starting to form. This stuff takes time, and there's still a work in progress, but this offensive line is making steady progress right now. Now, eventually, most seasons are roller coasters. There will be a dip, but what will determine how good this team will be is, can that dip just be short-lived at some point when it happens? Every team hits that little bump in the road where they have an off day or two, off week or two, and then it's what's going to determine how good they are is, can they quickly rebound and get back on the upward trajectory as a young group? If they do that, this will be a really good season for the O-line. If they get a really good season for the O-line, look out, because then it's probably going to be a really good season for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Chris, this was wonderful. It always is. One final question for you. Your favorite pub in Ireland?
The Harry Lemon. It was a great time. It was a great time. Shout out to Mike DeFabo, Jenna Harner, Brian Batko, Brooke Pryor, her husband Teddy. We all had a great time with them. My wife, my friend Sarah Barnes, or Sarah Cahill, excuse me, Harmon Diol, Harmon and Nubby. They did a great job hanging out with us. We all were just partying out, and the Harry Lemon was so welcoming. It was funny. We were standing there, and Wiz Khalifa starts playing, and I'm just like, Alderdice, and so then just one woman's like, "Oh, you went to Alderdice? I went to Ellis." And then my wife and her friend Sarah are like, "We went to Ellis." And so here they are, people that, you know, two women that graduated from Ellis in the 90s, celebrating with women who graduated from Ellis in the 2000s, and it's just all in Ireland at the same time. It was truly a spectacular experience. Adam's right. If this ever happens again, you gotta make sure you go, Steelers fan. Let's listen in.
The Harry Lemon.
Nice.
Thank you, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, fellas.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.